Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
And Sir Elton John thanked fans after headlining Glastonbury last night, which could be his last ever UK show. The 76-year-old posted on Instagram saying the energy was like nothing else and he couldn't be more grateful for the love and support. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie Shillinglaw. Did you watch any of the Glastonbury over the weekend? You didn't see anything?
No, I saw it. I thought you wanted me to say what I said to everybody else.
No, God no.
I did actually. I've done absolutely note over the weekend, so I watched quite a lot of the Glastonbury highlights.
I watched some of it and low lights.
I watched some of it, and I'm not scared to say something.
Go on.
A little part of me died when I see clips of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I love Guns N' Roses. Like, I love Guns N' Roses so much. Axl Rose done Sweet Child of Mine.
Kind of.
He sounded like a Simpsons character.
I said to Tom, didn't I, when I come in, because I said to Tom, welcome back, Tom.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the brethren. I said to Tom yesterday, when I was talking to him, I said that I'm such a big Guns N' Roses fan, all the albums, everything. I've seen them live. Watching Axl Rose was upsetting.
I mean, honestly, right?
Because Slash gets away with it, doesn't he? Because however old you are, you can still play. You can still play that perfectly.
Yeah, but the thing is, right? Now, being, you know, someone that sings as well, if I got to a stage in my career where I was Axl Rose,
yeah,
I would go, I've had a really good innings, and just, you know, leave on a high.
I think the problem is, if you are in Axl Rose's position and you're like, well, they'll expect I've got a bit older, and then Elton John comes on next, you're screwed, really, aren't you?
I was deeply upset about it, actually, the Guns N' Roses thing.
Did you watch it all? I couldn't watch it.
No. Sweet Child of Mine was enough, and I was like, no, I can't.
Did you not hear November Rain?
I'm so glad, at least I can live in the memory of that.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. Play the hits.
That'll be on their poster for the next tour.
Icon building.
It was horrific. Scott from 5.
Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Essex, how are you? Monday, this is Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home. How do you find Glastonbury? Let us know on the text, A1400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Let us know.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Right, Dua Lipa. Couldn't quite make Elton John's gig last night. Whatever she was doing last night must have been really, really important. It's Radio Essex, Diplo, Miguel, and Don't Forget My Love. Thanks for all your comments on Glastonbury. Hope your weekend was good, by the way. Thank you for having us on. Sam said, Guns N' Roses, very disappointing. You're right. Sweet Child of Mine, Paradise City, November Rain were shocking. Yeah, November Rain, because when he was doing Sweet Child of Mine, I said to Karen, it might be because he's a little bit unfit, so he's running around. He's like, Sweet Child of Mine, you're out of breath.
No.
But then he did November Rain sitting down by a piano, and it sounded exactly the same. So it wasn't out of breathness.
If I'd done a gig and the people reacted like this, I'd quit right on.
that's a promise.
It is a promise. You can't do it anymore.
Get your text in. What? I didn't say, I was talking to Tom about something else.
Well, no, because it would have to be a genuine. Surely you can hear it back.
Make it look genuine. You are.
But surely.
Yeah. Yeah, you would be
Axl
like.
Axl Rose, he might have a TikTok. He might have a look and go, no. Slash, I'm going to give it up.
I kept hoping it would get better. Sadly, it didn't. Have to give a shout out to Slash, though. Yeah, see, the thing with Slash, it's the iconic way he plays that guitar, that doesn't change with age. Obviously, Axl's voice might have changed with age, but then stop now. Do you know what I mean? If you can't do it, don't do it.
I don't, like, listen, your voice changes slightly with age, but I mean, I know David Essex really well.
Yeah,
he still sings pretty much the same as he did. Just give it up.
Elton John blew them out of Glastonbury. He was amazing. Gave me proper goosebumps. We'll talk about that very soon. Dawn says, hi, Chris and Scott. I thought Rick Astley was amazing. Blondie should call it a day as well, says Dawn from Ashenden. Didn't see Blondie. What did you think, producer Tom?
I thought Blondie was really good.
Okay.
There you go.
But I didn't like Guns N' Roses, but I don't like Guns N' Roses anyway.
Yeah, this would have made that worse for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that you're not a fan of Guns N' Roses and you watch that, I'm going to apologise on behalf of you.
Yeah. It looks like we've been lying all these years. And you're like, though these guys are awful.
I've had an argument with Tom and gone, Guns N' Roses are amazing. He's coming today. He's gone, they're not, mate.
They're not.
Mick said, I'll come back to Mick in a second. He's an out-of-town listener. We'll do all that in a second. Holly says, hi, guys. I only watched out on John a little yesterday, though it was good of him to showcase new up-and-coming talent rather than pulling out the big guns. I agree with that. I thought Brandon Flowers was good, but actually seeing new talent coming out on stage was quite nice because everyone presumed it was going to be Britney Spears, Dua Lipa, Paul McCartney was backstage.
He was after talent.
But then he brought out some youngsters. It was good. I also wanted to say, producer Tom, really lovely to meet you the other day, says Holly.
Yeah, I met Hollywood. It's great.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where?
Where?
At one of Ross McGrain's gigs.
Oh, is that how you go and hang out with the listener?
Yeah.
Go to a Ross and John show.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Excellent.
Okay. You're just getting to know the listeners now.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Sam, we've done Sam. Thank you very much. What was the other one I was going to say I'll come back to? There's a lot of people talking about Lewis Capaldi because a lot of the papers and loads of press saying, you know, oh, they said he was awful and this and the crowd had to finish off. I think people need to watch the documentary to see that he's really struggling at the moment.
No, see, this is the complete difference between, for example, what we've been speaking about with Guns N' Roses and Lewis Capaldi. Lewis Capaldi is so incredibly talented and he's struggling, obviously, with Tourette's and stuff at the moment. He had a moment on stage where he was twitching so much that he physically couldn't do it.
On the what's it called? Somebody?
Someone You Love.
Someone You Love, that's it.
And the fact that the crowd, I think the crowd made that. I mean, I think that will go down in history.
Oh, absolutely.
Moments of Glastonbury, because they could see a fellow man struggling.
It was a human being moment.
They should have sung Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Send them a letter. Next time they play, can you 100,000 people turn up to that gig? That'd be amazing.
Throw Rose out.
Lewis Capaldi is taking time out, which is, he just needs that. Anybody who's got pressure on him at the moment, record companies, management,
leave him alone.
Just need to back off. Let him get better. But even when he did sing, the voice is there, isn't it? Incredible. Right, 3:15. Big drive home for Monday with Switch Disco and Ella Henderson. Here's React. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React. Hi to Lucy and Rayleigh. She says, I'll be controversial. Also, I thought Glastonbury was really boring. I also watched with my mum and dad yesterday. My 82-year-old dad said the only one that was any good was somebody called Hill. Harry.
Yeah.
Katie. Benny.
Yeah.
Becky. Thank you, Lucy. Claire in Langdon Hill said Elton was amazing yesterday. At the age of 76, he put on such a good show. I saw him at 2006 at the Valley at Charlton Athletic, and he was good back then. Yeah, no, he was good all the way back in the 70s. He was incredible.
Incredible eyes.
I saw him at Vicarage Road at the true home of Elton John last year on this goodbye tour, and he's just phenomenal. Sounds like the record when you're listening, and you're like, wow. Mm. He's incredible.
And he's sort of got humble over his years. Like the speech he done at the end, I thought was amazing.
Oh, he's incredible.
Yeah.
And actually, when he was at Watford last year, he did a speech about Watford and about what he expected for the season. It didn't happen. But he showed the new kit off and announced a couple of player signings and stuff like that. It was really cool because it felt like a Watford gig.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, if you haven't been to Vicarage Road, all his lyrics are written across the stadium. So the lyrics to your song are written all the way across Vicarage Road Stadium.
Well, so if he ever forgets them, he just looks up.
Yeah. Yeah, he just looks at the Aunt John stand. Tweet of the weekend. I hate to say this. The tweet of the weekend.
Go on.
Was from Luton Town Football Club. Our arch rivals.
And you're going to say it?
It was too good. I laughed out loud. I didn't retweet it because I couldn't.
No.
But they put a picture of the drone shot of 100,000 people.
I know it. I didn't know that's where it originated.
Yeah. And they said, Luton Town said, oh, good to see Elton's invited all the ex-Watford managers along. Yeah. it's very clever. Mick says, oh, Mick, you deserve one of these.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. Yeah, Mick is enjoying these summer sounds here in Liverpool.
Ooh, okay.
We can add Liverpool to the map. Big shout out to the hardworking drivers at Domino's in Hadley. So, No, hang on a minute. No one's ordered a Domino's in Liverpool and they've sent up a driver from Hadley, surely.
I wouldn't have thought.
Do you think he's on a break up there or he used to work at Domino's? He's got a transfer.
Yeah,
amazing.
And they must listen.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mick and all the Domino's drivers in Hadley and Liverpool.
We like pizza, don't we?
And if you're from out of the Essex area, the reason we do this is because there's so many people that don't live in Essex that listen to us.
They can still be part of Essex.
Yeah, in Australia, we've had people from Africa, America, all the Americas, Australia, Canada, everywhere, and Liverpool.
Zimbabwe's
in there as well. So if you're listening out of the traditional Essex area, get yourself on the text or the app and let us know whereabouts you are, and we will put you on our map of Essex as the biggest county in the world. If you want to check out the map, it's online at radioessex.com. Big Drive Home, Chris and Scott, Radio Essex. Thank you for having us on. Hope your weekend was good. We talked a couple of months ago. We've been following this story of a woman who married a ghost for about 6 months now.
We have been following it for a while. But it just, every time you mention it, it just baffles.
The story keeps giving. Every time I look at the story, I'm like, it's evolved. It's got bigger. So a woman married a ghost called Eduardo.
Eduardo, I remember.
Who was the spirit of a Victorian soldier. So that happened way back then.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously, because Eduardo is a typical name for a Victorian soldier.
Yes.
Eduardo. So that happened. We followed that and we talked on it, and it was a very interesting story. Their relationship was based on her being real and Eduardo being a ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
Last time I gave you an update on this story, I think it was a couple of months ago, they'd got divorced.
Why, Chris?
She suspected that the ghost had been cheating on her.
Yes.
Yeah, right, I now know who with. So, what are you laughing at? This is serious. After a rocky marriage, marred with cheating allegations.
Awful.
And him often ghosting her for days. Quite literally in his DNA. I mean,
she's stop ghosting me. What do you mean? I'm a ghost. It's all I can do.
I can see straight through you. I know you can.
I'm a ghost. Is there a draft in it? Is there a draft in it?
Where are the bed sheets? I'm wearing them. She's finally called it quits and used an exorcist to get rid of him, because that's how you get rid of it. You can't use a lawyer, can you? Go exorcist.
You can get a ghost lawyer.
Yeah. She said he turned out to be a complete love rat. I mean, this guy was crazy. After our wedding, he was obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. He was searching for it in the afterlife. Marilyn! He came home one morning after a graveyard rave, because that's what happens at the graveyards. They have a rave.
He had a few drinks at night. He turned around and Marilyn was like,
"What was he drinking? Spirits!
Happy birthday, Eduardo."
So he came home one morning after a graveyard rave. And she said, "I smelt the scent of Chanel No. 5. So
obviously,
he breezed past me. So maybe he found her. He was driving me mad anyway. Our relationship was unstable. You reckon? Unstable? What part of your relationship with a ghost was unstable?
Couldn't cuddle.
So she said,
affection.
"I didn't know how to divorce a ghost. I don't think there's a protocol. I didn't want to get the lawyers involved. They wouldn't have done. Well, they probably would have done.
I think the easiest way to do it is go to psychiatrists."
She said, "So in Eduardo, I ended up." She said, "I didn't want to get the lawyers involved in case Eduardo ended up taking half my possessions."
You know, I mean, you can try Eduardo, but you've got no hands.
So calling an exorcist made more sense. Of course it did, as I really wanted to do something symbolic. So there you go. That is the update of the woman that married Eduardo, divorced him because he was having an affair with Marilyn Monroe. You're up to date, right? We'll keep an eye on that story for you.
Brilliant.
Here's the 1975. It's Radio Essex coming home with Chris and Scott from Monday. Waking up with Martin and Sue back tomorrow morning when you wake up, and the biggest hits throughout your workday. That's how we do it. Anne-Marie, Shania Twain coming up. One Republic on the way, and let's get a full travel update. If you're making your way home slightly early in Essex, or you're on the end of the school run, full travel update coming up next on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Anne-Marie, Shania Twain and Unhealthy. Hope you're doing okay. Festival Leisure Community Awards are back. looking to crown people of Essex that have made a difference, best teacher, and maybe an emergency services hero, local hero, somebody that's done something good in your life. If you nominate somebody for the awards, and for each category, that winner will take home £100 to spend at Festival Leisure Park. So you can head to radioessex.com, click on the link there, which is the Festival Leisure Community Awards link. You can nominate somebody on there. There's loads of good categories. They close on Wednesday, so you've got to get your nomination in. There is Festival Leisure Fundraiser of the Year.
Nice.
Best Nursery Preschool Assistant. That's really important, because when you've got your kids going to those places for the first time, you want that welcoming face when you walk through the door.
Yeah, feel safe and all that. It's good.
Best Festival Leisure Inspiring Young Person. Tom?
Yep. You've got that nailed on, Tom.
That's yours.
I'm quite inspiring.
Yeah.
You are.
Favourite Radio Essex show?
Really?
Yeah.
What would you put for that?
Chilled.
Joe Kinch?
Yeah,
he's
good.
Quite
show.
Good. I do like Joe's show, actually. Yeah. Can't think of any others.
Favourite Radio Essex show is definitely something you could jump on. You could probably do that now. What are you doing? A bit of work? Just jump on that.
Do the nurses first.
You vote for those. You don't have to. Don't sacrifice Best Teacher Award to go for us. Do all the other awards.
We're sort of teachers anyway, aren't we?
Sort of. It's a sort of educational experience, isn't it?
Heroes?
Yeah. I'm not sure heroes. Because we were on when it was COVID times. I don't think that could be described as hero.
I mean, I think we've done a lot for the community. We don't like to talk about it.
What's
so funny, Tom?
Volunteer of the year, you, Tom. Volunteer of the year, that's you.
You don't get paid. You're volunteer.
You're in there.
Exactly.
Fundraiser of the year, dyed her hair blonde.
We did.
For the air ambulance.
Two years ago.
There is loads of on there, and there are favourite Radio Essex show. That's something you could vote for. I'm just saying, out of all of them, that's the one I'd probably go to vote for us.
Big drive home.
Yeah, big drive home. Favourite Radio Essex shows on there. Go on, do it now that you're doing nothing. Come on. RadioEssex.com. Click on the Festival Leisure Community link. Nominate somebody. And for each category, the winner takes up £100 to spend at Festival Leisure Park. But do look at the other ones as well. Local Hero, I think, is a good one. Fundraiser of the Year is always
local
a good
radio,
one.
Radio, Local Hero, same thing.
And favourite Radio Essex show. You can vote online at RadioEssex.com. Right, it's 10 to 4. Big Drive Home, your favourite radio show on Radio Essex. Hope you're doing okay. God, if we got an award for that, we could actually put award-winning
Big Drive Home, please.
It's Radio Essex One Republic and I Ain't Worried. Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Monday. Back for another week. Bettelzoni and Jazzy coming up very soon. Niall Horan as well with Meltdown. We're going for you after 4. A12 northbound looking pretty slow today. Junction 25 at the A120 at Marks Tay through the roadworks. Crawling, we'll give you an update next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
Peter Crouch.
Yep. Well, not personally, but yeah.
He bought 100 copies of his own book just to make sure that it didn't, no one didn't, you know what I mean? Just to make sure when he looked at the numbers, somebody had bought one.
Well, of course they're going to buy it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but he did his autobiography and he said, I wanted to make sure that somebody bought it. It was back in 2018. So he said, I bought 100 copies myself.
Did you ever
go to Woolies or HMV and buy something to bump it up the chart?
No, but I tell you what we did used to do. When we first had our first single, Slam, Dunk Defunk, the box, do you remember the box?
Yes.
It might still be a thing.
TV, yes. Yeah. You can vote for your favourite video.
We used to vote for it and wait for it to come on.
Forgot about that, the box.
And then when it come on, we'd be like, it's on! Yes, it was, because we asked for it. We used to do it over and over and over again and watch the video, which is a horrific video. But yeah, we used to vote for
the box. God, that's a blast from the past, isn't it? Because as soon as you said it, I remembered the logo. It was like an equal sign, wasn't it? And an X.
Yep.
And it went,
the box.
Yeah.
And with old school cable, it was on channel 39.
Wow.
It's music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex,
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
I suppose the equivalent now of doing that would be directing people to certain websites so they could vote for your radio show. I mean, that wouldn't be a thing you do now. Would you? Similar, but we wouldn't do that. Big Drive Home Monday.
Turn it up louder, yeah. Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
That is Niall Horan. It's Radio Essex, spells only Jazzy and Make Me Feel Good. That's the Jazzy that's on the other song that we're playing, where we say Jazzy used to be on the other song, and that's the other song that Jazzy's on.
You've got it.
It's Radio Essex. Hope you're doing okay. Monday on the big drive home.
So on, I've had a very, very busy weekend doing gigs up and down the country. Yeah. And on Sunday morning, I woke up and we'd done a Butlins show. And I woke up and I realised that I'd left my sunglasses in the dressing room. And I was.
This is the most showbiz conversation I've ever had with anybody. I left my sunglasses in the dressing room. These are the kind of conversations I'd hope to have at a stage of my life. And I'm having them with my best friend. Isn't it amazing, Tom? You're just watching some magic happen.
I'm watching like history. I left my sunglasses from the gig before.
You said it again. I mean, it's beautiful.
In my dressing room.
Yeah.
And I was gutted. And the reason why I've worked out that I left the sunglasses is because I was too busy putting alcohol into my bag.
Too busy what? Putting alcohol into my bag
from the rider, right?
Wow. This is amazing for me.
So
you're loving it.
I'm devastated. So I go to where I think I speak to a security guard, and he went, well, mate, he said, you can try. He said, but no one's going to be there. He went, it's all going to be locked up. And I went, I can give it a go, don't mate, aren't I? And he went, yeah, go through. So I went into the backstage area, and it was all locked up. So I thought, I'm not leaving without my sunglasses. I can't, like, you know, they're expensive glasses. I'm trying to phone numbers. I've got, like, promoter's number. No one answered because it's early morning, so I had to get back for another gig. So I went through this door and I found the stage. It's all dark. It's got my torch out. I climbed onto the stage and went just backstage, unchallenged. No one said a dicky bird. Went down to the dressing room and I'm walking about and I'm thinking, at some point, a security guard's going to have to rugby tackle me or something, because I'm literally now, I'm with all the equipment. I'm everywhere. Right?
Yeah.
And obviously, I can explain if someone comes up, I can say, oh yeah, I'm just, you know, I've been trying to blah, blah, blah. Anyway, go into the five dressing room. Can't find the glasses anywhere. But the only thing I hadn't taken from the night before was six apples. I'd cleared them out, right, completely. So no sunglasses. So I thought to myself, I'm taking them apples for the journey home. So I took them, and then I got my glasses back. They're coming in a couple of days. But I just thought it was mental that I was backstage and managed to. It's not called stealing, so they were my apples. So I just left them there.
They were given to you.
Yeah.
So they're yours. I think there's something in this. Things you've lost that you've had to go back and get. Because I remember going to see Letterman in New York.
Right.
At the Ed Sullivan Theatre. And I left my phone.
Yes.
I've told you this before. I left my phone on the chair and I'd gone back into New York City, wandering. I was like, oh, my phone. So I went round the back of the stage door at the Ed Sullivan Theatre in New York. And I said to the security guard, mate, I've left my phone here. I'm a tourist. I'm going home tomorrow. I need my phone. And he was like, yeah, fine, go through. And he sent me through the side of this thing. And I opened the door and I was on the Letterman stage. I was literally on the stage where, not in the middle of a TV show.
Yeah.
Hello!
It wasn't my phone.
It was empty, but it was the actual stage with the polished floors and the big Letterman desk.
But it's amazing that unchallenged, no one said a word to you.
No one said it, because he said you can go in there. He said, that's fine, there's no one in there, it's fine. So I got down, I went down, got to my seat. I was like, oh my God, my phone's there. It was beautiful. It was there. The security guard says, do you want a picture with your wife by the Letterman desk? I was like, oh my God.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I took the pictures, got loads of pictures of us. And then outside, the band leader, the guy that run the band on the Letterman show, was outside signing copies of his book. Got a copy of his book signed, got a picture with him and everything.
Used your phone for the picture? I had all that.
And then went out in the evening on the night bus and lost my phone. So
no, you didn't.
Yeah, I know, I haven't got any of those pictures. It's quite annoying. But if there's something you've gone back to get that you've forgotten and there's a story in that, I think there will be.
Yeah.
Grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. It is 4:15, big drive home. Hello, Chris and Scott back, producer Tom back as well. It's like a full house. Stevie on news, Johnny on the travel. It's like I want to say the band's back together, but I don't want to get him too excited. It's like having everyone back in the same room.
Yeah.
How was your trip?
It was good.
Even though the reason you went got cancelled.
Yeah, the gig got cancelled.
Because you went to see the Arctic Monkeys in Dublin.
Yes.
And it didn't happen because of the old laryngitis.
Yeah.
Seemed all right at Glastonbury, but...
Yeah, I mean... What?
Yeah, it's just that one day, wasn't it? Like he said, "Oh, is that producer Tom going?" No, I'm not. got laryngitis.
Yeah, did Emirates for three nights.
Yeah, it was, and he was doing around the corner here in Finsbury Park. Yeah. O2, was it?
I don't think
Finsbury Park. Park,
which isn't far, is it?
Not far. It's quite local.
No.
It's quite
local. Yeah.
And then you thought, I'm not going to go to those gigs that are near Essex. I'm going to go to Dublin.
Yes.
And then that's the only one of the gigs that got cancelled.
Yes, that was the only one that got cancelled.
But Tom. What did you discover?
The Guinness.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of...
Yeah,
a lot of Guinness. A lot of testing on the Guinness.
Yes, I tested it a lot. Didn't give him
did you get any emails while you were away from listeners?
Yeah, I got quite a few people just saying, like, I'm sorry to hear about your gig.
I don't know how they would have known.
How would they have known?
You're right.
Because somebody would have had to give you out your private email address on the radio.
tom.finn@radio6.com.
That one. Yeah, the work one.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
Ross and John.
I'd go Ross and John. Any other emails, any other correspondence while we were away? Because we were well behaved.
We were very well behaved.
Yeah.
I don't think you were.
What do you mean you don't?
I got quite a few emails from the boss.
What, thinking you were at work?
Yeah. Saying.
Saying what?
That you guys were doing a birthday week?
I wouldn't have thought so, mate. I wouldn't have thought so. We don't do birthdays.
Tom, is that.
His wife had a birthday last week. Didn't mention it. My daughter's birthday's tomorrow. Not going to mention it. Happy birthday, Kirsty, is what I would say. Not going to.
Tom.
They were quite angry emails.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stop you there because can I just confirm, just before I say this sentence, can I confirm, did we do a podcast last week?
No.
Prove it. Prove that we did a birthday week. Prove it.
Can I jump in here? Did we... learn the chords to Happy Birthday on a guitar that's there and harmonise together while singing Happy Birthday to a six-year-old in Rayleigh.
Well, I did receive an email saying that you did.
Didn't happen. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding and Miracle. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive phone for Monday. We're just talking about Scott leaving his sunglasses at the gig he was at the weekend and having to go back and try and get them. And then I had a thing in America where I was trying to get my phone back from the audience of David Letterman where I was. And then
brilliant.
There was always a funny story. I think there's always funny stories where you leave something somewhere and then you've got to try and get that something back and you won't go until you've got it back. You're like, no, I'm not dropping this.
I'm not leaving.
I know where it is. I need to go and get it back. Jake, who works at the wheel company in Wickford, they fix all your wheels when you hit potholes.
They've fixed all of your wheels, haven't they? Yeah.
I drove in there today actually to see him and the car park was just full of people that had been on the road. There's tyres everywhere. Jack, great guy, and he's listening to us and he says, when I first passed my test, I left my car in Lakeside. My car. I'd forgotten that I'd passed my test and got a train home.
I mean, that is...
Jack, he said, I finished shopping, got the train back to Billericay, crossed over the road and went, hang on a minute, I drove there. And I had four or five bags with me that I was lugging around. It wasn't much fun. I had to go back and
pick up the car.
Get the car from Lakeside. Thank you very much. Which he would have had to carry his bags back as well.
Yeah.
Back to Lakeside. Thank you, Jack of the Wheel Company in Wickford. Hi to Leah Bumsway. Hello, mate. Thank you very much for listening. Hello to Aria G, who says, hi, Chris and Scott. Could you tell Scott he was amazing yesterday? Scott, you was amazing yesterday.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was at the front behind his kids at the Foodies Festival in Chelmsford. My favourite song was If Y'are Getting Down.
And she even wrote, if you are getting
down.
That's why
I said it, Aria.
Brilliant.
Aria from the area, thank you very much for getting in touch on the app. If you want to get in touch with us, you know where we are. The app. Lizzo is good at Glastonbury.
Yes, she was. I've heard. I didn't see a lot of people.
Really, really good. It's this kind of tune that you want to hear at a festival, don't it? This works. Yes. This works. We shall
divide. You're doing that, dear.
Lizzo and Juice, 4:30. Big Drive Home is Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. Just follow on from your showbiz story about losing your sunglasses.
It wasn't a showbiz story.
It is a showbiz story.
But hang on. It wasn't dark. Like, you wear sunglasses.
No, but the fact... But when you started it, because you talk like it's normal. Yeah, so I left my sunglasses in my dressing room because I was too busy nicking all the alcohol from my rider.
Not nicking it.
It's quite showbizzy.
Is it?
Yeah. is it a showbiz? You know the term getting rickrolled. So if you're on TikTok and you're watching something, then suddenly never gonna give you up.
Yeah, that's
a big thing.
Yeah.
I had an ultimate rickroll turn up in my inbox.
Okay.
Hey Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
So instantly I'm like, what? Sorry, what?
And in what inbox?
My email inbox.
Right.
And it was this is a video, it's not just an audio, there's a video. So I look at it, I think, oh, I recognise him. He might have been somebody I know from school. Why has he emailed me?
Hey Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
He said Rick Astley, which is useful, because if he just said Rick, I still would have thought it was somebody from school. Right. When he said Rick Astley, I was like,
incredible.
He's never going to give you up, man. How cool is that? Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I can, please.
Hey Chris, it's Rick Astley here. I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single called Dip in My Feet, which is from an...
Are you selling something? I mean, let's not pretend he's not going, hey Chris, hope you and the family are well. It's more of a, hey Chris, can you do me a favour?
But still.
Hey Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single called Dip in My Feet, which is from an album that comes out in October, and that's called Are We There Yet? I do ask myself that question quite often. People in the back of my car quite often ask that. But anyway, it's got a couple of different meanings. But anyway, I hope you like it. I hope you like a new song. See you soon, I hope.
See you soon, Rick. I don't know when I'm seeing you soon, but I'm looking forward to when you invite me around for dinner.
But so this is just at your Radio Essex.
This is
email.
My Radio Essex email, just to show Scott, so he can get the full benefit of the Rick Astley. There he is on my telephone.
Wow!
Rick off the Astley fame.
So, mate, you know that's not Rick Astley, don't you?
No, it's definitely Rick Astley.
Definitely Rick Astley.
He literally looks the same as he always has.
That's incredible. Let's get him on the show.
Did you not get one?
What do you mean?
Why have you not got one?
I might have. I don't know my email password.
Hey Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
Did you get one?
I got one, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
Rick Astley said hi to me.
What?
Hey, it's Rick Astley.
What? Why have you got one?
Me and Rick are friends.
And it's called Dip in My Feet.
Whoa, stop a minute. Can you put that up to the mic? I want to see if it's the same text as mine, because I think he's reading a script now.
No.
This is less important.
Hey Tom, it's Rick Astley, calling you from my studio. I've got a new single, and it's called Dip in My Feet. It's from an album that comes out in October.
He's going to do the same gag.
They tell me, but we'll see. And that is called Are We There Yet? And yeah, I have struggled over that. I kind of ask myself that question a lot. Are we there yet? Is anybody there? Do we ever get there? I don't know. Or are we always there? Who knows? Anyway, I'll stop gabbing. Hope you're good, mate. Cheers.
Mate,
hang on, he didn't say see you soon.
Hope you're good, mate.
Yeah, he didn't say see you soon, though. Yeah, you're not going out with Rick this weekend, I am.
Do you know what I'm going to have to do?
What?
I'm telling you this. Definitely listen to that. But if I haven't got an email from Rick Astley, I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to log in. Find me login.
You're the only showbiz one, and you've not been rickrolled.
I might have been. We'll find out after this.
Can we leave this up?
Yeah, I can confirm that I cannot get into my emails. I'll never know.
Well.
Hey, Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
Hello, Deb. She says, please get everyone to vote for Rick Astley in Joe's chart, the Hot 7 at 7.
Yes.
He won't know what's happened. The problem is now, though, the dilemma I've got, Rick Astley sent me a message. Surely I need to send one back.
I would say that's definitely got to be a thing.
Because he sent me a really beautiful message. I should send him one back. I need to know what to say, though. You know, hi, Rick, it's Chris here. How you doing, buddy?
Buddy.
Buddy. How you doing, buddy? I'm doing a new show with Scott. Been doing it 3 years, but I haven't seen you forever. Never met you. Blah, 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 blah. I don't really know what to say.
Then maybe I pop up and go, sorry, I'm still waiting for my email, Rick. Did you send me an email?
Might look a bit desperate, Scott.
Might do.
Yeah.
I'll say, I'm a singer as well, Rick.
In my experience of dealing with these high-level celebrities that are basically, you know, friends, you don't want to look too beggy.
No,
you want to just be cool. Then you just get video messages like that.
What could we do?
Stole my phone, right, and went through the WhatsApps of Rick Astley and Scott from Five, they would think I was Simon Cowell or something. They would absolutely think, could be Simon Cowell.
Could be.
It's just little old me. And Tom gets Rick Astley messages on his phone. Does what do we say back?
Does it feel worse that you're not special, that Tom got one as well?
Wow. I don't know.
I think it was a little bit like he's sort of done the same.
My one says, see you soon, mate, which suggests we're going for a beer at some point.
Yeah, and what does your one say at the end?
Just says, hope you're well.
Hope you're well,
yeah,
mate.
But he doesn't even hope you're well.
No, because he knows we're going to see each other soon. We're going to probably have go for like
how many
Guinness? Do you think he drinks
singers,
Guinness?
How many singers do you need to be best mates with? Mate?
Quite a lot. I don't want to be best mates
Mark
with him.
Mark Owen.
Mark Owen's a good friend. But how many times have I met?
Once at an airport.
Yeah. So he's pretty much one of my best friends. And then there's you, obviously. Yeah. Your friend, like a best friend, dear friend.
Richie from Five once, yeah.
I don't really count them because you're Five, really. In my eyes, Five is Scott, really. I meet Sean and I'm like, it's just another one of the five people. I'm already best mates with one of them.
Yeah,
I don't need to add to the five, but I've done five. Five are done. I don't really know anyone else. Elton John and Watford, never met him, but support the same team. So I've met George Michael a couple of times, and it was his birthday yesterday. It would have been 60, which is just crazy. Documentary soon, Netflix, can't wait for that. But, yeah, I think me and Rick Astley are good friends.
Well, yeah.
And we're best friends. I think that's the way I'd look at it.
Okay, it's fine.
I've spoken to Rick Astley more this weekend than I've spoken to you. That's all. I haven't spoken to you this weekend.
But you haven't spoken to Rick Astley.
He spoke to me, though. He's sending me, the amount of messages I got this weekend from Rick Astley. It was just that one. But I would like to know what to reply back. He was selling his new single.
Hey, Chris, it's Rick Astley here. I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single
coming out.
Dip in my feet.
So I could suggest to him, maybe, tell you what, Rick, here's a deal. Come on to my show with my other friend, Scott. Come on to the Chris and Scott Experience.
So if he's coming onto your show, he's going to do Friday, yeah?
No, come on to the Chris and Scott Experience.
Yeah.
Play the chip shop game.
Yes, yes.
And I'll play your tune.
If you don't, we won't.
What do you think? Do you think, Tom, that's the way to do it?
I reckon we let Essex decide.
Okay, Essex, let me know on the text what you want to do. What do you want the reply to Rick Astley to be? Script it out for me. We'll record it, send it over there, and we'll see what we get back off Rick Astley.
Yes.
And it was just a good excuse to play Never Gonna Give You Up as well.
Exactly.
Happy days. Right, 4:42 on the big drive home. Woo! It's Radio Essex. Leanne off of Little Mix. She probably doesn't like that anymore, does she?
No.
Just Leanne. Just Leanne. And Don't Say Love, 10 to 5, Monday, big drive home. I just need something there. I just need proper something UK there. Garage vibes in that.
Very good.
We were talking about Rick Astley because he got in touch over the weekend, close personal friends, to talk about the...
Wow. He just wanted to play single.
Because we're mates, so he knows I'm on the radio. He went, who do I know on the radio? Chris Brooks.
He just wants you to play single.
We're friends.
Okay.
Me and Rick are friends.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hey, Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
I mean, he has to say who he is, just in case I didn't recognise him.
Why did he double name himself? If he was your mate, he would have gone, you're right, buddy.
He normally just said, hey.
It's Ricky boy.
He normally goes, Brooksy, it's Astley. And it's all, and that's what he normally says.
Never going to give you up, buddy.
He always says that at the end. Yeah, he always says at the end, hey, don't forget, never going to give you up. And I go, oh, it's pretty, because your song. I needed to know how to reply to Rick Astley, and I made a suggestion that in reply to this message, if you just tuned in...
Hey, Chris, it's Rick Astley here. I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single called Dip In My Feet, which is from an album that comes out in October, and that's called Are We There Yet? I do ask myself that question quite often. People in the back of my car often ask that. But anyway, it's got a couple of different meanings. But anyway, hope you like it. I hope you like the new song. See you soon, I hope. Cheers.
He basically said, I hope we can go for a beer this week. That's what he said. Between the lines.
Do you think you would get to go out for a beer with Rick Astley if you didn't play his song? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I I don't know. So, I need to know what to reply to him. Apparently, the biggest suggestion on the text is what I said, which is, hey, Rick, Chris Brooks here, off of the radio.
Yeah.
I've got a show that I do with my mate Scott, and then we can mention you if you want. Because he hasn't actually mentioned
you.
Well,
do I go, woo?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And then we go to say, we'll play your song on the radio if you come on air and play the chip shop game.
I think it's a good idea. Although I'm being no part of this video.
And we're gonna do this on socials and get him on there.
We're going to get him on socials. So we need you guys to start helping us with this.
How?
They can at Rick Astley on Twitter.
Oh, I see. Yeah, spam him.
Send him a video. Go, hi, Rick.
Yeah, let him know.
So we're gonna do a social piece now on video of me replying to Rick Astley. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the same style as he's done for me.
Yeah.
And then you can see that because we'll put his one on there as well. And then you need to get onto the socials. We'll tell you when it's up. It'll be about 10 minutes. We'll tell you when it's on. You need to then spam Rick Astley.
Yes. Just don't, never give up.
Right, David Guetta, Anne-Marie, Baby Don't Hurt Me, Big Drive Home, news and travel coming up.
And Sir Elton John has thanked fans after his headline set at Glastonbury, saying they will be in his heart and soul forever. His performance last night is being billed as his final UK show. This year's festival, which also saw Arctic Monkeys and Guns N' Roses headlining, received criticism for lack of women on stage. I'm Stevie Shillinglot, you're up to date.
You talk about the Elton John set. I think the most impressive thing of the Elton John set was while the last note was playing, and it plays for ages, and it was like this music, the last note just stays. By the time that had finished, he'd been into a wheel buggy, wheeled off the back of the stage, changing clothes, wheeled off to the back of the stage in a car to where his helicopter was. He was halfway to Reading by the time that had finished.
He didn't bring out Britney Spears.
Which is a plus point.
What?
I saw your heartbreak then.
I believe the rumours on Twitter that he was going to bring...
I thought Britney Spears, Dua Lipa, and I thought Paul McCartney would come on because he was there when he was backstage. They kept showing pictures of Paul McCartney listening backstage. You're like, why isn't Paul McCartney coming on?
I think he should have brought out Stormzy.
That would have been good. That would have been... But it was nice to see him bring on new talent. An unknown talent. I thought that was quite nice. The only thing, I just couldn't understand where Dua Lipa was. I mean, she might have personal commitments. I'm not knocking her. I'm just, where they said she had other arrangements, I was thinking, is Elton John's last ever UK gig? It's the biggest crowd ever at Glastonbury, and it's arguably her biggest hit. Also, where are you?
It's Sunday night. She might have had to change the beds and take the bins out.
That's true as well.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
What I personally loved was looking around the Glastonbury audience and seeing so many Watford shirts. I like that part. Right, just gone 5 o'clock on the Big Drive Home with a weekend new tune. This is called Popular.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home for Monday. Hope you're doing okay. Your weekend was good. Maybe you checked out quite a lot of Glastonbury on the telly. Maybe you were there. Took place over the weekend. Elton John, Becky Hill, Lizzo, Rick Astley, my friend Rick, was there. He emerged as a bit of a huge hit at the festival, actually, with his covers. Highway to Hell by AC/DC and coming on the stage with the Blossoms, one of my favourite artist groups. to perform a cover of This Charming Man, which I know is from the Smiths.
Yeah. Off of the 80s.
Yeah, off of the 80s. Yeah, Lewis Capaldi took to the stage as well, which featured a beautiful moment. He, obviously, he performs with struggles that's going on with his mental health, with Tourette's and all of the issues that he's got, and he's still out there on stage and singing, but there were bits where he got out of breath. He's got a kind of nervous cough as well, isn't he? So there was a part where he couldn't sing, and this is the most beautiful moment. Where the crowds just take over and you said it earlier, actually, it's exactly right. It was just a human being on the stage with human beings watching, and there was a beautiful human moment where the humans watching he needs help.
Yeah.
And this is what happened.
Yeah.
just incredible.
The crowd just sound amazing.
Amazing. Here the song is. Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Love. Big Drive Home. Lewis Capaldi and Someone You Loved on the Big Drive Home. Hello, Radio Essex, who's up?
Hello, Henry's here. Can I have a shout-out, please?
Of course you can, Henry. Henry! There you go.
Is Rick Astley coming on the show?
Yeah, me and Rick are best mates. Well, sorry, Scott. He's one of my best mates.
Oh, he's not coming on the show.
if he plays the chip shop game, he's coming on the show. I think that's fair.
I think that's fair as well.
Can you look on the socials, do some retweeting, do some sharing?
Yeah, I'll put it on Instagram story.
Well, I mean, you know, would you prefer Rick Astley to do the show rather than me?
No, Scott, no one's saying that. No one's saying that. Yeah, calm down.
I think you're getting a little bit
calm down.
Away with
calm
Rick
down.
But yeah, he had one hit.
Maybe when Scott's on holiday next. You know, Chris and Rick. Anyway, good to talk, Henry. Speak to you soon. It's Radio Essex, Sam Ryder and Spaceman. 18 minutes after 5. Big Drive Home. We need an end of the show for tonight. If there's anything you want to say and you want to fit it into your Monday completed, inmates, now is the time to do it. Scott?
I've got a good idea.
Go on, let's have a theme.
I think they should go... Never want to give you up, never going to let you
down.
You
want to ring roll the end of the show?
I do, yeah. And then they say Monday, completed it, mate. Anything about Rick Astley.
Well, what about if we just, if I tag in the beginning bit of the never going to give, if I just do the drums in a kind of EastEnders way.
Yeah.
So you could go, hang on, what else is playing? Why is there another noise? Stop that. Right, so if we went to... Monday, completed it, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the other way around. You could go, Monday, completed it, mate. Big Drive Home, end communication. So I think that could work.
Yeah, or they could sing.
If you want to say, Monday, never going to give you up, completed it, mate, that's not a problem.
I like it.
Any way you want to do it, we'll add the little drums in there somehow. If you want to get that on, you can do it via the app, which you've probably got on your phone. It's called Radio Essex.
Simple.
And you can send voice notes through there, and that is the way you can end the show tonight. Big problems on the A13, M25 as well. Full travel update coming next. Big cooler tonight, down to 11 degrees. Clear and dry tomorrow. A bit of cloud around, highs of 22 before it heats up again for next weekend. Miley Cyrus and Jaded on the Big Drive Home, 5:25. It's Radio Essex with Miley Cyrus and Jaded. Chris and Scott, it's the Big Drive Home for a Monday. Loads going on in the text because we're talking about how you're going to end the show tonight. So we're looking for you to end the show in a kind of Rick Astley style way. So we talked about Rick while on the show. Let's listen to Phil's.
Monday. Time to give it up.
Never going to give it up.
Essex FM.
Radio Essex.
Never going to give you up.
Essex
never
FM.
Never going to let you down. Because I've completed it, mate.
There's a couple of points. Just the radio station name. And the song name.
Yeah.
Never
going to give you up. And it's Radio Essex.
Essex FM.
Essex FM.
Which I think finished in like 1933. I'm going with. Mark says, hey lads, haven't tuned in for a while, but loving the music of the band. To keep up the great work, says Mark Dorrington. Thank you. And already suggestions coming in from the A to Z of music, which we are doing next. This Radio Essex. Sorry, I was going to say the Radio Essex thing you talked at exactly the same time I was going to
say. Yeah. In this weather, you're not dripping in Vanessa, you're dripping in the sweat.
I'm glad I waited for that. It's Radio Essex, or if you feel Essex, it's Essex FM. FM, and I actually think I was a bit hard on Phil.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the best message we've ever got.
Yeah, because...
No, I know. You don't see why I'm saying that.
I'm going to say
no,
why.
No. I think that was the best, Phil. That was the best voice note we ever got.
We're changing our radio station name as we speak because we've just seen a picture of you, Phil.
What?
And
I see a picture of Phil on there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bigger than Hulk Hogan. He's very big.
It's a picture of Phil with Ross and John. It looks like a picture of me with my kids when my kids were 5.
It does look like, this picture looks like he's taking them out for ice cream. Like, honestly,
he's
the biggest guy. He's got the best motorbike.
I'll tell you what, though, Phil, your motorbike is ridiculously cool.
I like your dog as well.
That's
really
an
nice.
Amazing motorbike. Thank you very much, Phil. And we will have an end of the show coming up very soon. First of all, though,
now the A to Z of music.
And bands being a Monday.
Monday. Solo singers.
Your favourite solo artist beginning with P, mine's Phil. I don't know about you, what's yours?
I'm going to go Phil.
Yeah. Phil, you've won. What up, mate? Right, let's crack on. Phil Collins could be in there. Philip Bailey, another Phil. It could be Pink. It could be Prince. It could be Peaches Goldoff. It's unlikely to be that.
Yeah, but it
could be any artist. Paolo Nutini. I heard.
Andre.
What's the Paolo Nutini song? Last Request. I heard that over the weekend. Oh, my God. I forgot how good that song was.
Very good song.
Slow down. Run around.
Sorry.
Remember how.
Oh. It doesn't go like that, does it?
Yeah, it does. It's really good. Me and Rick Astley were singing over the weekend. It's such a good song. Over voice notes. Radio Essex. Hannah Lane. And Good Love.
Good Love.
It's a good tune. It's Radio Essex. Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Two songs beginning with, or two artists beginning with the letter P, making up the A set of music's best of solo artists for a Monday. There was a couple of artists I thought could fall into this category. I thought Pink possibly, because she played the BST at Hyde Park over the weekend and pretty much the whole of Essex went to see her. I picked up the group of girls that went, that my wife was part of.
Right.
I didn't call them a group earlier, what did I call them?
Gaggle.
No, I didn't say cackle.
You said they were cackling in the back of the car.
They were cackling in the back of my car. I picked a load up from Wickford Station. The people I knew, I wasn't just there picking up random Pink fans. But
that would have been weird.
They came back on the like 12 o'clock train. And I mean, this is just at Wickford. There must have been about 80 people that got off the train all dressed in pink.
Wow.
It felt like the whole of Wickford and Essex had gone to see Pink over the weekend. So I thought Pink would make an appearance. I thought Peter Andre might be in there. I thought possibly Paolo Nutini would be in there. But actually, no. But then I'm not surprised to see these two artists in there. And these are the two artists you're voting for tonight. Is it going to be?
I
was waiting for you to sing there. Sorry. I'll turn the music on. Press the right buttons. Is it going to be?
EastEnders.
Is it going to be Phil Collins?
Yes, please, please, please.
In the air tonight, Phil Collins is the best artist beginning with P of the solo artist variety. Or is it going to be...
Don't Let Me Down, Essex.
That's my choice.
No, please let it be Phil Collins. Oh, such
a tune.
No.
Angie, already voting for this. I mean, there's loads of people requesting for Prince, but there is loads of people that requested Phil Collins. So it's a fair battle. Put the word Phil or Prince in your message box. Get those over to us. And the winner will be ending the show and we'll go forward to the final later on this week for the A to Z of music. For the letter P, Prince or Phil, you decide. Thomas Grennan. And how does it feel on the big drive home? I think he's close personal friends with Connor.
He is close personal friends with Connor.
Didn't Connor meet Tom Grennan at Glastonbury?
On Saturday, yeah.
And then basically became best friends and swapped phone numbers.
Yeah, they're going out.
But Connor and Tom Grennan are actually the same person.
They are the same person. I didn't think you'd be able to see them in the same room.
Same fashion as well.
They both
wear pyjamas to work.
He literally bumped into him and he was chatting to him as a bit of a fanboy going, oh mate, just wanted to say I love your work and everything. And then it got onto what Connor did for a living. Tom was chatting to him and Connor went, oh, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, but you remember you did have him on your show first, so.
Well, I mean, he's a close personal friend of mine. He's up there with Rick.
Until you mentioned you as a fan. Of course.
Because he played for Luton.
Yeah.
Do you know that Chris knows Rick Astley very well?
Rick Astley.
I'll put the teeth in, won't it?
Rick Astley.
Yeah.
He knows. I was introduced to him by Sean Connery.
he said,
Chris, this is Rick. Rick Astley.
That's what I said.
I actually thought of a good... Because you said Thomas Grennan.
Thomas Grennan, yeah.
Thinking of like other singers.
Richard Astley. I call Rick Richard. He hates it.
Oh, he goes mad.
He said, stop it. I said, I'm never going to give it.
Edwardo Sheeran.
Edwardo Sheeran. Same name as
Edward,
a ghost.
Wouldn't it? Edward.
Or Edward, yeah.
I don't think he's called Edwardo.
The ghost we talked about earlier in the show is called Edwardo.
I'm trying to think of some other ones.
How long will this take?
Rebecca Hill.
Good one. Becky Hill.
I like it, yeah. You got any more?
I'm looking at your previous songs.
What's this texter then? We'll give you a short name. Let's see if you can come up with a real name. I'll start. It's Phil. Line two, it's Scott from Basil and Scott. We got Phil
Neville.
Phillips, the answer.
I know.
That's a good competition. You should do it on your show.
Sandwiches.
You can win pride.
Yeah. we have Joe Kinch back in the building. Joseph Kinch back in the building. Yeah. And he follows Christopher and Scott. Your name's not short for anything.
No, I
Scotty.
I don't like Scotty.
What's it's just Scott, isn't it? You haven't got.
Yeah, but people lengthen my name and call me Scotty.
So if I'm in trouble, when I was in trouble with my mum or my dad, it was Christopher, and I knew I was in trouble because I was suddenly called Christopher. Yours wouldn't have. You just wouldn't have known.
Scott, yeah.
Do you get called Joseph if you're in trouble?
I have been called Joseph if I'm in trouble. Yeah.
Thomas, is that the same for you?
Yeah,
Thomas.
He's nodding in the back.
You're sporting a bandana, which I really like.
I like the bandana.
Yeah. You like it?
I think it suits you.
That's why Axl Rose didn't have it this weekend on stage.
Did he steal his voice as well?
Yeah, you took his voice away from him.
Joe Kinch is coming up in moments, back on the evening show, back where you belong. Not that you don't fit in the daytime, but you belong in the evening, I think is what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Good to have you back.
Lauren's not here now, so she's here afterwards.
She's off in LA or something.
She's doing LA stuff. She's all over the place. Yeah. She's showbiz.
Living the influencer life.
She's showbiz. So yeah, you're on tonight on the evening show from 6. You're doing that next, and we've got to go because we're running it, because the winning tune is a lot longer than there was two songs battling it out, Prince and Phil Collins. One's a longer song.
It's about three times the length of our average songs nowadays, isn't it?
It has. I just realised it has a 50 second intro though, so I can actually start rolling it.
Yes.
We can talk over this bit. Ooh. So Hot 7 at 7
coming up at
don't
7
be
su-
don't be surprised if Rick Astley gets a couple of votes
Rick Astley
yeah. He might get a couple of votes tonight, and then we're going to do it again tomorrow from 3.
Just as a treat.
It's
contractual, and then we're going to run that through the week, so
until Thursday.
Then I didn't negotiate quite as well, so I do Friday on my own and then back on Monday to go. It's how it is every week, really. So have a lovely show.
Thank you.
Phil Collins wins on the A to Z of music as the best artist beginning with P. So In the Air tonight is on, and we'll see you again tomorrow from 3. Have a lovely evening, Essex.
And Phil is ending the show as well
because he's our best friend.
Yes.
Okay, lads, made a bit of a mess the first time round. Let's see if I can get this one right. Monday, completed it, mate. Radio Essex, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, because Monday I completed it.
It's time.
The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.